This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You can say the lottery is a tax on foolish people, but some economists argue the first ticket may be rational because of the entertainment value of imagining the winnings. Now, if you go to the Mega Millions website this morning, it says in big red letters, the estimated jackpot is $400 million. Then in really small type, it says cash option $216 million. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports on that spread.
Stephen Matlock and four buddies played the same number for 15 years. Finally, in 2001, they won $6 million. They took it as a lump sum.
We had to pay an extraordinary amount of taxes. When we started out, it was about $1.2 million. We ended up with just about half.
If the winners of today's lottery take the lump sum, they'll get $216 million before taxes. They'd do a lot better taking incremental payments over 30 years, which adds up to the full $400 million. Janet Stanzek is president-elect of the Financial Planning Association. She says that's a good idea from a tax perspective, too.
So if you take it all at once, the bulk of the money is all taxed at the highest bracket. Whereas if you take some money each year, you get the benefit of those lower tax brackets.
But the most important piece of advice for keeping your money?
Sit on it.
Stanzek agrees. Don't blow it on impulse buys or mooching family members. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.